CliffCentral.com.
All right, well, let me tell you about this. What should you know about depression and anxiety in teenagers? Or do you suffer from hair loss? You need to get tips on hair restoration. Well, all of these questions and many more can be answered on Cliff Central's Medical Lifestyle Show. It is called the T-Health Show. It's brought to you by the T-Clinic, and it airs every Wednesday between 9 and 10 a.m., and you probably have missed one or two episodes of it. But you can also download and listen to the podcast whenever you get your podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, rather. This morning, we're going to, hopefully we can get them on the line, get to know the people behind the show, get to know more about the show, and the co-hosts will be joining us, Chris Avant-Smith and Dr. Mark Opperman, to tell us more. So I'm going to speak to them, and we'll find out a little bit about the T-Health Show. Here they are. Well, I can see Dr. Mark. Is
good morning.
Chris. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Good, man. Very, very good. So we were just introducing your show here because we haven't yet had a chance to talk to you on my show, but this is very, very exciting. Tell me about the T-Health Clinic, which you guys run, and then we can talk something about the show afterwards. Tell me about the T-Health Clinic.
So the T-Clinic came about 6 years ago, and it was when I started noticing that all my male patients were complaining about one thing in particular, and that's fatigue and a lack of performance. Right. Most of them came in and they were in their early 40s, and this for me was strange. When I looked for a common denominator, the common denominator was that they had low testosterone levels. And by supplementing testosterone and optimizing the balance between testosterone and estrogen again, these guys started reporting that they're feeling much better, especially when it comes to energy and performance in the workplace. Their relationships improved in the sense that their wives, their spouses, their partners all said they're nicer people to be with. So, and that's where I started, and that's where it clicked.
So let me just understand, because I thought that your testosterone levels were meant to be regulated fairly naturally, and maybe the lifestyles that we lead these days have something to do with it. But can you explain to me how your testosterone levels are meant to be functioning, and why so many people need supplemental testosterone? What's happened to men that we require extra boosters now in our 40s in particular? And when you talk about performance, do you mean sexual performance, or are you just talking about performance generally?
So let's go a couple of steps back, Gareth. And firstly, it's not only men, it's women as well.
Okay.
And that's the scary part. So for men, testosterone is the primary sex hormone, mm-hmm. and it's responsible for sexual, secondary sexual male characteristics. That's what gives us a little bit of hair growth, that gives us muscle growth, that makes us strong, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is what happens during your puberty years and into your early 20s.
Right.
And after the age of 28, testosterone naturally starts declining. The problem that we have is, over the past couple of decades, it's been proven that testosterone is decreasing exponentially. Jesus. In all men. Now, that's scary. For me, it's a combination of diet and lifestyle. If you think about the foods that we eat, most of them are supplemented with estrogen. If you think about phytoestrogens in our diets, you know, we get so many estrogens out of a diet. We don't get phytotestosterone. We get phytoestrogens.
Like what kind of what kind of food are we eating that's full of estrogen?
Meat.
Oh, really? What, is it because they pump it full of hormones? Is it because of the way they grow the meat?
Absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, and that leads to a decrease in testosterone. Then you also have to take a look at what is happening to our stress levels. What are we doing? Today we're sitting in offices.
Yeah.
We're not doing physical work anymore.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I had a father-son combination. The father was in his early 60s. The son was about 28. Mm-hmm. The father's testosterone was double that of his son.
Wow. So it's not always an age thing. As you said, it has a lot to do with diet and exercise.
It's not an age thing.
Okay.
You know, but when I started the tea clinic for men, my demographic that I had in mind was going to be men above 50 to the age of 65, 70.
Sure.
The average age of a guy that's walking through my door is below 40.
Damn. This is a problem. I mean, this is a serious problem, and obviously it affects... go ahead, Gord.
I'm very interested in this because you mentioned now that the average age is below 40. I'm almost exactly 39 and a half, give or take a week or two. And I've been losing some weight and getting my shit in order a little bit. And so I said to my doctor, look, when I'm 40, which is in 6 months, I want the full checkout. I really want to be invasive about it. Just... once off, do everything, even if there's not a good reason for the test. But another thing that I want to speak to him about is about testosterone treatment, also things like growth hormone. I think now that I'm coming to 40, it's one of those things where, as well as getting like well and truly checked out, you also got to start thinking about asking the question. So I'm now becoming interested in it, and I'm 39, as you say. So Sounds about right to me.
Well, I want to just welcome Chris because he's just joined us now. So Chris is the co-host of Mark's on the Tea Health Show. And Chris, what's your interest in this, and how exactly did you and Mark come up with the idea of doing this show? Because clearly it's something that people are looking for. It's something that people are interested in. Chris, can you hear us?
Okay, so frozen.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened with Chris there. See if you can get him to reconnect. In the meantime, Mark, do you want to answer the question and Gord's at the same time?
I think, Chris, are you back?
No,
okay, he's gone. So actually, we came about the show when Chris came up as a patient.
Oh, really?
And I started treating him with testosterone. Now, I'm not going to tell you. I think it's best if he tells us himself how he felt and what it did for him. What I want to emphasize here is the biggest effect of testosterone in adult patients is on the brain. It's on mood, how you function, how you relate to people. How you feel yourself, energy levels, and then, you know what, speak to women of our age, 40 and above, and speak to guys of that age. And one of the things that they would say to you that's common is a little bit of brain fog. Yeah. You know, it's just, I'm not remembering things as clearly as I used to. I can't recall as quickly. The small things slip my mind. What am I doing in this room? Why am I here?
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
I was just relating with the mic off, like that one where you know something well. It's like the name of someone. Oh. It's an album that you love from your youth, or the name of a TV show you've watched 1,000 times, and you just can't remember. And you want to kick yourself to death when you do finally remember. That happens more now for sure than it used to.
Yeah. So for me, the biggest effect of testosterone absolutely is on the brain.
And right, so
you know what, I say that in every radio show, in every TV show that we have, when we started this a couple of years ago, no one spoke about this. It was something that.
So Mark,
especially
I'm curious. Like, how often do you need to go for these testosterone boosters, and do you? Do you evaluate everyone based on their own levels, or do you just...
Yeah.
So, in other words, you have to go for the full blood tests, and you will then ascertain what their levels are and what kind of a supplement they need. And then, depending on that, they'll go, like, once a year or once every 6 months or whatever.
For new bloods, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Every single patient is different, and this is what makes testosterone so interesting. Or hormone replacement therapy, for that matter, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't call it hormone replacement therapy in my practice. I call it hormone balancing. It's about keeping balance between the different hormone systems. You cannot look at testosterone on its own.
Mm.
Not in men, and definitely not in women.
Mm.
You have to look how it relates to other steroid hormones. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that testosterone is a steroid hormone like your thyroid hormone, like estrogen. Your adrenal glands, most of the adrenal glands, the hormones that come from adrenal glands are steroid hormones.
Right.
They all come from one place, and that's cholesterol. So a lot of people are neglecting cholesterol now because there's such a debate around is cholesterol bad,
demonized.
Is cholesterol good?
Yeah, I mean, haven't we discovered that, you know, the cholesterol argument is completely one-sided now? It's all about it clogging your arteries and your heart. That's what everyone's concerned about.
Well, I ask my patients the following question. We know that cholesterol forms plaques.
Mm.
Where do you want that plaque to form?
No.
You know, if it forms in front of a heart, you know, it's a heart attack, rush to hospital, get a stent, get a heart transplant for that matter.
Mm.
Does it form in one of your carotid arteries?
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, a stroke.
Yeah, sure.
What do you do then? You can't treat that.
Mm.
So, but besides the fact that cholesterol is important for so many things. And if you don't have good cholesterol, you can't make good steroid hormones.
So let me try and bring
unhealthy life.
I want to try and bring Chris in here. Hey, Chris, can you hear us now?
I can indeed. How's it, guys? How are you doing today?
Yeah, nice to see you. Sorry we couldn't connect earlier. So I just wanted to figure out, because I asked the question and I don't think you heard it. How did you and Mark meet and how did you come up with the idea of the show? Because he's told us quite a lot about testosterone. He's told us about, you know, all the other effects that we need to take into consideration, the sort of subjects that you guys discuss. But I'm interested in how the show started off and how you came up with the idea for it.
Well, it was quite interesting because we were on another station and I had a daily show. And I think Mark's publicist got hold of me at one point and said, would you do an interview with this doctor? And I said, you know how these things go, Gareth? So I said, yes, okay, eventually. And we got together and we started talking about male health pretty much and how men's health is affected, et cetera, et cetera. And it took about 3 or 4 years of him coming onto the show periodically and us talking. And we then decided, okay, let's do this. Let's put a show together because we have so much content. And we've got a great rapport between each other, between ourselves. So it was fantastic.
You've been for some of these treatments of Mark's, and so you can speak about it as someone who's actually gone through it?
Absolutely. I'm 94 years old. Can't you see? No. I'm on testosterone therapy. It's fantastic. I actually cannot tell you the difference it made to me within such a short space of time. You know, sort of I'm in my early 50s, actually, mm-hmm. and I was feeling lethargic and slow, and, you know, life was becoming a real battle. Didn't want to do much except fall onto the sofa at the end of the day. Work was becoming hard. Had this real brain fog. You know, things, yeah. Just things that used to come easily just didn't anymore. I had high blood pressure. I was on sleeping tablets. I was on antidepressants. And literally within about a 6-week period, I couldn't believe the amount of energy I had, the amount of focus I had. Life just took on a completely new complexion. And sort of from a work perspective, I was sort of getting back onto the top of my game. And so that was the testosterone side. And then, of course, Mark's an esthetician as well. So I get the odd bit of Botox and all of that. So it's a holistic approach to it.
All right, so Mark, talk to us about Botox because Sia wanted to have it. Would you recommend it? And he's like 26 years old. It would be stupid for him.
For real?
It'd be stupid for him to go for Botox, no?
Okay, so firstly, Gareth, I can't call it what you just call it. I have to call it a neuromodulator or a toxin. It's a registered trade name. There's two of them on the market in South Africa, and that's Dysport and Botox.
Okay.
So, you know, but let me just call it a toxin. Toxins are just that. They regulate our nerve endings.
But it's got the word
toxic. We've been using it for many, many years.
It's got the same root as the word toxic. So is it dangerous?
No, actually not. And it's probably one of the most researched molecules in the world on the market today. And the beautiful thing about it is the safety lies in its action. Nothing that I do with a neuromodulator, with Botox or with Dysport, is permanent. That's its biggest asset. Literally nothing that I do with it is permanent. Look, we use it in such micro quantities. There's 2 grams of the botulinum toxin that's released by the American military per year that services the whole world.
My God. 2 grams. My God.
So we use it in minute quantities. In bigger quantities, that 2 grams can kill most of a population. Yeah,
because it's like a weapon. All right, listen, I love this. Guys, we're going to have to listen to the show to find out more because we don't have any time now. But Chris and Mark, please be on standby because we're going to be calling on you on our show occasionally too. If you haven't got the gist of it from them now, then you need to listen to the T-Health show. It is on cliffcentral.com. It's on from 9 to 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. So today, 9 a.m., you can hear a brand new episode. And they've covered a whole lot of stuff, aesthetic medicine, the female orgasm and sexuality, yoga, detox, neurological disorders, depression and anxiety in teenagers, erectile dysfunction, hair restoration, and they've had other experts on many of these subjects, the effects of childhood sexual abuse on adults, to drip or not to drip, and that obviously has to do with those drip supplements that people take, right?
Yeah, IV therapies.
Right.
Today's show is going to be quite interesting, I have to be honest.
What are you doing?
We're talking about sexual dysfunction and sexual functioning in women.
Nice.
Not something that comes up a lot often.
No, I think that's great. That's a very important subject, and there are lots and lots of women who don't even realize that there are therapies for this.
Absolutely. Women know this. It's the guys that don't know this.
Well, listen, guys, thank you so much. Chris and Mark, it's a pleasure to have you both on the show, and we will talk to you soon again. That's the T-Health show today. Make sure you don't miss it at 9 o'clock on cliffcentral.com live. And if you've missed any of their shows, you can go and listen to the podcasts as well. With all the details for Mark's T-Clinic and all the rest of it is on the page as well. Very good. Thanks, guys. Very good to see you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Awesome.
Ciao.
Thanks, everybody. Cheers, guys. Have a good
Chris,
one.
Thank you. Chris Evans-Smith and Dr. Mark Upperman. Very cool. Isn't that interesting?
CliffCentral.com.